I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have sunshine, 64 degrees. KSL's top story. FBI agents poured through the home of Brian Laundrie in Florida earlier today. They took numerous boxes of evidence, and they towed away a car. We're also learning about a search warrant police got last week. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
Agents are now looking for the digital footprint of the couple. The FBI also spent the afternoon at Brian Laundrie's North Park home. They pulled boxes and boxes of evidence from the house and towed away a silver Mustang. Gabby's mom was also suspicious that Gabby wasn't in possession of her phone when she sent her most recent text messages. A search warrant revealing an odd text from Gabby on August 27th to her mom regarding her grandpa. She called him Stan in that text, but her mom said she never called him that. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Laundrie's attorney has announced a news conference for 11 a.m. Utah time tomorrow. We will bring that to you live here on KSL News Radio tomorrow morning. KSL News Time 601. Police in Alabama are investigating reported sightings of Brian Laundrie near Mobile. Laundrie's been missing since Tuesday. His family claims they have no idea where he is. The rumor mill was really going today about a body found behind a dumpster near the Walmart there. Police say it was not Brian Laundrie. Gabby Petito's family has started the grieving process after that body resembling hers was found in the Teton Mountains, but investigators, they're still waiting on the autopsy before saying it's Gabby with 100% confidence. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more from Jackson.
That autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow, and the Teton County Coroner's Office confirms we won't get any updates until then. But the Jackson Hole News and Guide reports it could be weeks before we learn the results. Searchers canvassed a dispersed camping area just outside Grand Teton National Park yesterday and found the body on the north side of Spread Creek. Investigators and family members all believe that the body found is Gabby's, but they're hoping the autopsy uncovers her cause of death. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
And for the first time today, we're hearing the 911 call from that fight between Gabby and Brian in Moab back in mid-August.
They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
That's an observer making the call on August 12th. Police found the van. They asked the couple what happened, and Gabby told police she was slapping Brian. Brian said he pushed Gabby away to avoid being hit. Police ultimately decided the incident was a mental health crisis and did not warrant any criminal charges. KSL News Time 603. The U.S. is sending 600 more agents to the border to deal with the surge of undocumented immigrants. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, nearly 6,000 new undocumented immigrants from Central America and Haiti have arrived at the U.S. border since Saturday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas at the border in Texas again, warning those trying to enter the U.S. illegally not to come.
This is not the way to come to the United States. That is false information.
He says most of the Haitians entering through Mexico will be flown home. Another violent weekend in Chicago. 9 people were killed, dozens more wounded. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says his department is working with the city's leaders, business owners, and residents to collect data on where patrols are needed.
It's not a dynamic of necessarily just boots on the ground. It's about us being in the right place at the right time using data-driven analytics so that we can make sure our deployments are where they need to be.
Hospitals treated 47 people for gunshot wounds across the Windy City. The major market suffering their steepest declines in months, but Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago, says no need to panic yet.
People are looking at it and seeing a reaction, but that's because the market has been going up for so long. So it's important to note that the market doesn't always go up. We do get these pullbacks, and we do get these periods of softening.
Analysts say investors are nervous over the default of a major Chinese real estate company and the ongoing debates over the debt in Washington. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A cyclist is in extremely critical condition after being hit by a car twice this morning. Happened at about 8:20 a.m. in Roy. Police tell us that a man got off a UTA bus, hopped on his bike, and was riding down the sidewalk near 5523 South and 35 West when a car struck him. Roy police tell us an older woman driving the car was exiting a grocery store when she hit the bicyclist. She reportedly did not realize she hit anything, so she backed up, still not seeing the cyclist, and hit him again. Police are still investigating what happened, but they say there's no sign the woman was impaired. The cyclist remains in extremely critical condition. KSL News Time 6:05.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.